The gift of faith. The word faith can usually have several different meanings. One meaning is belief in the doctrines and dogmas that are presented to us as coming from God through the church. Another is having confidence that God can work miracles and heal. And yet another is having complete trust that God has a plan. Faith is one of the theological virtues. Faith, hope, and love. In other words, it's the type of virtue that can't be worked up by our own efforts. Instead, faith is given freely by God to anyone who asks for it. It's true that once we receive the gift of faith, we have to make efforts to nurture it and make sure that it doesn't dwindle. But the initial gift is not something we can self-generate. It's a pure gift from God. There are things that the church teaches that require an act of faith. The fact that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the form of bread is an example of the kind of proposition that no one can simply believe without the gift of faith. Without the gift of faith, it's impossible to believe that an object can simultaneously be both what it looks like, a fragment of bread, and the God of the universe. In the passage from Matthew 13, when Jesus visited the people of his hometown, he couldn't work many miracles there because of their lack of faith. The kind of faith God is looking for here is not so much belief in a dogma, but belief in him and his power to heal us, to help us, and to, on occasions, even work miracles. In a very real sense, this kind of faith is an acknowledgement that God is who he says he is, that he has the power to step into our lives and change them, that God answers our prayers in tangible ways, and that he will heal us. But there is another expression of faith that is just as important: complete trust in God. This gift of faith is the attitude that allows us to still trust in God's plans and purposes, even when we can see no evidence that he's in charge, and we have no guarantee that things will turn out well for us or for those we love. Some of us may have seen examples of this kind of faith in people we know who have been bereaved and yet still trust in God's providence for their lives. As well as happy occasions and what appear to be lucky breaks, there are many things that can happen to us in life that range from minor mishaps to major disasters. There are some things that, when we look at them, we simply find impossible to accept as God's will. We may find it impossible to believe that God is good and that he is in charge of our lives, that is, without the gift of faith. The book of Job sums up this dynamic to a remarkable extent. In the beginning, Job seemed to have the perfect life. He was wealthy, he had loving children, he had copious livestock, and he was also righteous. But Satan, seeing how prosperous and holy Job was, complained to God that it was all very well for Job to be faithful when things were going well, but if his life of ease and blessing were to be taken away, then you would see a different side to Job. And so God allowed the devil to try Job's righteousness by visiting disaster on him. His livestock were stolen, his servants murdered by raiders, his sons and daughters were all killed in a tragic freak accident. He was then struck down by a loathsome skin disease. What was Job's reaction to all this? He remained faithful to God, even though he could see no evidence of good in his predicament. Here's what he says in chapter 1. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. And when his wife's advice to Job was, curse God and die, his response was, we accept good things from God, should we not accept evil? Anyone else might have taken Job's wife's advice. However, with the gift of faith, we don't need assurances that everything will turn out well in the end. We simply trust and leave our fate in the hands of the only one who has the power to save us. In chapter 13 of the book of Job, Job utters these astonishing words, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." It's true that Jesus encourages us to ask and we shall receive, but sometimes apparent disaster is necessary for our spiritual growth. The Lord wants us to grow spiritually into the men and women he wants us to be. We make efforts to lead a good life and to do right and to be holy. But sometimes there are things in our lives that no amount of effort can shift. So one of the ways that God visits his severe mercy on us is by allowing us to experience distress and discomfort, by allowing what appears to be evil to happen to us in order to nudge us into responding in the right way to him, that is, with faith. This actually happened to me several years ago. I was struck down by severe clinical depression that was so bad that I had to give up a relatively lucrative job in the banking sector. I spent 14 years in a state of variable mental health, and sometimes the depression became what seemed unbearable. I spent years in therapy and cycling through multiple antidepressants, all to no avail. And then in April 2017, the Lord miraculously healed me of the depression in the space of less than 10 minutes. At first, I couldn't understand why the Lord would have allowed me to experience 14 years of debilitating illness. It seemed like a complete waste to me. But as time went on, I realized that during those years, God had been working on me in unseen ways. In particular, he had removed some undesirable aspects of my personality that I could never have dealt with on my own strength. What looked like a total waste of time, in fact, turned out to be a blessing in disguise when viewed from the spiritual perspective. According to Teresa of Avila, the Lord loves more those whom he allows to suffer more. And personal suffering, when responded to with faith, can be a powerful means of spiritual growth. The reality is that all of us have a very narrow appreciation of what is good for us and for our loved ones. God, on the other hand, sees the big picture. How many times have we looked back at what seemed like a catastrophe and caught a glimpse of the good things that would not have come into existence if it hadn't been for that painful experience? But God sees these outcomes all the time. And what's more, he loves us and will never test us beyond what we are given grace to bear. It's the gift of faith that allows us to trust that, even in the midst of suffering, God has everything in hand and will bring about a greater good from our sufferings than if our pain had never existed. Jesus' death on the cross at the time looked like the ultimate disaster that could ever have befallen the human race. The very person who had come to save us was struck down and killed almost before he had a chance to do anything for us other than work a few miracles. And yet, look what came out of it. The resurrection, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the birth of the church, none of which could have happened without Jesus' death occurring first. So if we are experiencing anguish, pain, financial ruin, bereavement, loss of reputation, and if nothing seems to be going right for us, let's pray and ask for the gift of faith so that we can begin to trust that God is in charge and that's all we need. Heavenly Father, give us the gift of faith and help us to trust that you are indeed Lord of all that happens to us. We ask you to draw good out of evil and help us to respond to you through the course of our misery and suffering, so that we may trust in your plan for our lives and find joy in your ultimate care for us. Amen.